It feels like Christmas morning for me, and I'm sure a bunch of other scholars of American literature, and I'm just fans of the novel and fans of Southern literature in general. It is a bit bizarre, though. I was trying to explain this to some of my students who, you know, being in Alabama, have grown up reading this novel, and it is a bit of a prequel and a sequel chronologically, depending on who you're talking about. It's a prequel if you're thinking about it in the sense of Harper Lee herself writing this, you know, before she actually completed To Kill a Mockingbird. It's sort of as a draft of To Kill a Mockingbird. But then chronologically, it's a bit of a sequel because the action takes place 20 years after sort of the 1930s setting of To Kill a Mockingbird. So it's kind of both, and it's fascinating to think about. And without having it in front of you, the mind boggles at what the possibilities are, which is actually I think one of the exciting things about the announcement.
And you're in Alabama. You live in Alabama. You teach in Alabama. How significant is this book, do you think, in terms of the history of that state and of Southern United States and the racial history there?
Yeah, I took an informal poll in my first class of about 35 students, how many of them had read the novel when they were in high school. And out of 35 students, 30 students raised their hands, and the five that didn't were not from Alabama. So certainly in Alabama, it is a foundational touchstone of this state's literature and literary history, and of course cultural history, right? The history of racism, the history of racial violence that was prevalent in the 1930s and continuing even into the 21st century. I can't think of another novel that is as beloved as To Kill a Mockingbird, not just with critics, but also with an American readership. I mean, a lot of times you'll have an American novel that's very, very popular with readers, not so much with critics, like Gone with the Wind. Or you'll have a sort of a critical darling like Faulkner's Absalom Absalom that never really had a popular readership. This is one of those rare books that crosses that axis of popular readership and also critical appeal.
And one of the things that makes this extraordinary is the fact that Harper Lee, after her success with To Kill a Mockingbird, really withdrew from the spotlight, withdrew from public life, and didn't, I think she began another novel, but it didn't get published. And that's quite unusual, isn't it? Particularly these days when commercial book publishing is huge.
The timing of this is a little strange because we knew that Harper Lee was writing. We didn't really know why nothing was coming out. And her sister, Alice Lee, who passed away just recently, was really fiercely protective. She called her the Atticus Finch in a skirt of Harper Lee's privacy. And yeah, Harper Lee really did withdraw and just kind of stay close with a small handful of friends and confidants and mentors. And what's surprising about that, too, is that when this announcement took place, she articulated through Harper, her publisher, that she had let these handful of people vet this novel. And they said, you know, this is quite valuable. This is something that needs to be published. And so she agreed to do it. And there's a sense, too, that why now? Why is this coming out, you know, less than 3 months after her sister's death? What is it about this particular moment that made her decide that this was the moment to release this novel? So this reclusiveness, this idea that there hasn't been another novel, nothing has come out for so long, has a lot of scholars and critics asking, why now?
And I suppose the trouble is now expectations are going to be so high for Ghostsetter Watchmen. Can they possibly be fulfilled?
Yeah, I was having a conversation with some colleagues about this. I mean, when you have a rubric for goodness or for success that is To Kill a Mockingbird, that just seems like the bar is set incredibly high. To also know that Ghostsetter Watchmen is a novel that was written entirely without editorial assistance, that is the beginning of what would become To Kill a Mockingbird. I feel like, you know, it's probably best for us to tamper our enthusiasm a bit as we think about what we're going to get. We're not going to get a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird. We're not going to get this sort of deliberate, thoughtful, edited novel from Harper Lee. What we're getting is something that is very different. It's Harper Lee writing at the beginning of her process, and I think we should all be aware of that as we are thinking about the novel, and I think we can enjoy it in that way. It doesn't have to match the compelling nature of To Kill a Mockingbird. I don't think it can.